Candidates for Salt Lake City mayor squared off Wednesday night on issues of homelessness, crime, and the resignation of former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
It was the first opportunity for mayoral candidates to participate in a televised debate. Live on KSL, they took turns challenging Mayor Becker on different issues, including homelessness.
For 7 years, Ralph Becker has ignored the drug dealing and the homeless situation downtown.
Current conditions here in downtown Salt Lake City and in the Rio Grande neighborhood are not tolerable. They're not desirable. We have way too many homeless, and we have a neighborhood that's overrun.
That was community activist George Chapman and District 4 Councilman Luke Garrett. Businessman Dave Robinson and former state lawmaker Jackie Biskupski also participated in the debate. Becker was quick to defend his actions as mayor.
We're the first city in the country to eliminate chronic veterans homelessness. We're 90% of the way on our goal 10 years ago of eliminating chronic homelessness in our city and in our region.
Biskupski and Garrett both advocated for scattering homeless services out into other areas of the city to ease the burden on the Pioneer Park neighborhood. Becker says he's waiting for the Homeless Services Site Evaluation Commission to make a recommendation. Candidates took on Becker's handling of sexual harassment within the Salt Lake City Police Department. Former Deputy Police Chief Rick Finley was found to have harassed several female officers in the department. He eventually retired. The ordeal ended with former Police Chief Chris Burbank stepping down from his post. Biskupski criticized the mayor for not getting involved sooner.
The mayor should have personally, and I would personally have addressed this directly. I would have made sure I met with the chief personally and directly and had conversations.
Becker stood by his actions and pointed to specific changes he asked Burbank to implement in the department.
Because of his incredible service in this community, I gave him an opportunity to move forward and to institute those changes. He failed to do that.
The municipal primary election takes place August 11th. The general election is November 3rd. Whitney Evans, KUER News.